Pennington says Georgia needs a proven job-creating businessman.
I want to change the economic direction of the state itself. We need good new businesses starting in Georgia and growing in Georgia.
In response, Deal touts his record on jobs and the economy. He cites Caterpillar and Baxter as examples of attracting companies to the state.
I think our job numbers are great, 177,000 since I became governor of new jobs in our state. 69,000 of those were attributable to efforts of the state of Georgia through our economic development activities.
But Pennington says most of the companies are coming from out of state to take advantage of cheap labor. He cited a study showing average incomes in Georgia have dropped from 25th to 40th nationally over the last 10 years.
When you look at the new jobs that we've created over the last two or three years, as an economist from Colorado State pointed out, they're almost all minimum wage and part-time jobs. And it's obvious with Georgia's wonderful assets that we have that our structure is wrong.
Deal counters that any job is better than no job.
Ours has been one of those states that traditionally has never had the same average income as the national average. We've always been a state that's generally been below that. But we're bringing in good jobs, white-collar jobs. We're bringing in blue-collar jobs.
Meanwhile, Pennington says Deal has failed to achieve major tax reform. He says lowering the state income tax by 20% will help small businesses grow. Deal, however, says dramatically cutting taxes as the state is recovering from the recession is dangerous without understanding the implications.
We are ranked as being at the very bottom in terms of the tax burden on our citizens. So it's pretty hard to get better than that on taxes. So I look forward to running on my record.
Deal did say he supports moving to a more consumption-based tax system at some point, but says it must be done carefully. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.